This is a special announcement brought to you by the folks at On the Phone with Matt. I am Matt, and I am the folks. The following episode was pre-recorded before the last episode, so it references things from the first episode as it followed it. And just to clear up any confusion, that is why that is happening. So on with the episode. Enjoy. Welcome to On the Phone with Matt. I am Matt, your elegant host of the evening. So, I'm on my way to work tonight, just now. Instead of working, I'm recording this. One thing I absolutely cannot stand is people who race you on the highway when you're not even, like, racing. You know, like, so this is what happened. I was behind this guy. There was a two-lane road that turns into a highway. And I was behind this guy who was just going the speed limit and was kind of pissing me off. And so once the road turned into highway, we both sped up, and I quickly caught up to him and passed him because I was going my speed limit, which is like 10 miles over the posted speed limit. And I went around him. Well, we were in the left lane. I got over in the right lane and went past him. I put my awesome midlife crisis minivan in, what the hell is it called? Cruise control. And I left it on that, which is how I typically drive on the highway. And this guy almost immediately sped up to pass me, to move past me. I guess his micro penis just, you know, wasn't happy with losing at a race that he wasn't even in. And this shit annoys me because these people, the inconsistent drivers, piss me off, I think, more than any other driver. People who cannot maintain a speed to save their life. I mean, either put it in cruise control or learn how to adjust. You know, at a certain point when you're driving, you can feel how fast you're going. I don't have to look at my speedometer to know that I'm going 40 miles per hour. I don't have to look at my speedometer to know I'm going 60 miles per hour or 70. Because, for one, I basically travel the same roads all the time, every day. So, it kind of helps that, you know, I have a certain speed that I go on those roads. And I guess I got used to how fast my environment moves past me. But I really don't need cruise control. I do it to give my foot a break because I'm a lazy ass. This is true. This is not this is not a joke. I am extremely lazy. So yeah, it really bothers me because ultimately, what happens each and every time, and it happened tonight, he was inconsistent with his speed, of course. So after he passed me, you know, I just kept going my speed because I'm not in a fucking race like he is or was. I don't have a micro penis like he does. Don't ask any of my ex-girlfriends. They'll tell you otherwise. But he slowed down again and wound up behind me. I passed him again. So, what does that tell him? Oh, shit, this motherfucker sped up to catch me and pass me. I better do the same. No, I didn't speed up. I was maintaining my speed the whole fucking time. So, again, he sped up, and this time he flew way past me, and then he got over into my lane, up ahead of me. Well, by this point, we were coming up to the end of the highway where you had to make your choice. And I was getting on to another highway, and I guess he was too. I don't really care. So when I needed the lane that he was in, and he clearly needed the lane that I was in because he got over in front of me up ahead, way up ahead. So with him out of the way, I got over into his lane, his old lane. And sure enough, a mile down the road, I passed him again. And there was an exit right there, but he didn't take it. He just, for whatever reason, slowed way down this time. And I pretty much passed him like he was going backwards. And this time he stayed that far behind, I guess because he was exiting in another mile. But for whatever reason, he slowed to a crawl. And I just, I can't deal with these people. I can't deal with these idiots. Inconsistent driving and people who don't know where the hell they're going. Have you ever seen these people that they're in front of you on the highway and you get to an exit and they get over into the exit lane like just as soon as they absolutely have to? Instead of when that lane, that exit ramp starts. It happens to me all the time. And usually, it's when I go to get off on that ramp, as soon as it starts, some jack-off in front of me will cut over just as his very last second to do so comes up. And they almost always do it the same way. No turn signal. And they move over slowly. Like they're driving while high. Which is a very good possibility. But even when I'm high, I drive better than that. It's not hard. I can't remember. I think it was Dane Cook, maybe, had a joke about Asian drivers and how they're either one extreme or the other. They're either super badass of a driver, like going 90 sideways Tokyo drift style, or they're stopping in the middle of an intersection, you know, because driving is just so easy. They just have to make it difficult to entertain themselves. And that's what I think about every time I see these drivers who just don't fucking get it. Yeah, I'm still dealing with the remnants of that sinus infection. Thank you very much. My throat is not prepared to do all this verbal ranting. Usually I'm a keyboard warrior. I do it all on my blog, which, by the way, self-promo, shout out to myself. If you want to read some more of my crap, check out my blog, martiansattack.wordpress.com. Eventually I'll .com that and make it martiansattack.com if it's not taken. And it'll be easier to hand that out to people. these fucking drivers, man. They get under my skin. Yeah, you know, I could go on and on. You know how they are. They got to bother you. And I got to tell you, here in Cincinnati, everybody on the road sucks, except for me. And even then, I make mistakes now and then, and I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. But when you see the same shit over and over and over again, it's just, it kind of feels like they're probably making these mistakes constantly, you know? And like I said in the last episode, I used to drive for Uber. So I used to spend my time every day for 10 hours because that was the allotted time we were allowed to drive legally before we had to take a break. I spent that whole time driving in this area, in Cincinnati and around Cincinnati. And I can tell you with confidence that our drivers fucking suck. Everybody driving on the road is self-entitled. They all think where they're going is the only important thing and that nobody else matters. I read a report recently online that Cincinnati ranked as one of the top worst cities for driving in the country. And nobody was shocked. I haven't been to many places around the country, honestly. In my 41, almost 42 years on Earth. For the most part, I have stayed in our tri-state area my whole life. Like Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. But I have been to a couple other places from time to time. A couple years ago, I went to northern Indiana to see the Marshall Tucker Band play live. And that was absolutely fantastic. But we were right across the border from Michigan, and there were a lot of Michigan drivers up there. And when I talk about bad driving, holy shit. Michigan drivers just don't give a fuck. They should all move down to Cincinnati. That's where they belong. Or everybody in Cincinnati should move to Michigan. That's where they belong. That would be okay with me. Then I would have, you know, open roads and nothing to bitch about anymore. At least as far as driving goes. One other thing I did notice is I took a trip once to Florida. And I heard that the driving there was terrible. But I did not really experience that. I did notice some bad driving, but it wasn't horrendous like it is in Cincinnati or in Michigan, I can imagine. I mean, there was a lot of traffic, you know, it was Florida, St. Petersburg, and surrounding areas, Tampa Bay, but it wasn't terrible. It was just a little congested is all. That's all right. I can deal with that, I guess, for the most part, as long as people aren't being dicks. And really, they weren't. However, on the way there was this semi. Now, I can't remember how fast I was going, but I was in the fast lane and I had already entered into Florida. And this semi I just happened to notice in my rear view, not in my lane. It it was flying. And not just flying, it was swerving in and out of lanes, between cars, and it was hauling. It had a trailer on it. And the highway, I can't remember if it was 65 or 70 miles per hour, but I was easily going 10 over the speed limit. This semi was going 10 to 15, maybe 20 faster than me. We're talking like 90, 95, maybe. And I was trying not to wreck into the person in front of me, but I kept looking in my rear view to watch this crazy fucker swerving in and out of traffic in a big rig going that fast. I was waiting for a catastrophe to happen, and I was going to be pissed that I didn't get to record it and go viral. Yeah, that was my only concern. Eventually, this sumbitch got up past me, and I looked over to see just who this crazy fucker was. It was a young black girl. I couldn't believe the balls she had to drive that truck like that. Anybody. I mean, that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Because those semis will destroy anybody they hit. You know, I once wanted to drive a semi. I was considering it, and I did a bunch of research. I talked to people who did it. Any trucker I came across, I would talk to them. And then I have a buddy who, he did it. He went to school to learn and eventually drove for, I think, about a year. He did over-the-road driving. And I talked to him a few times about it. And my biggest concern was, I've really never driven anything bigger than an SUV, you know, like a Chevy Blazer, not even a big SUV. Currently, the minivan I have is the biggest thing I've really ever driven. And I still curb check from time to time making a turn, because it's just a little longer than what I'm used to. Yeah, I mean, you can't really do that in a semi, because you'll wind up taking out a telephone pole and not knowing it, killing people standing on the corner waiting to cross the street. And, you know, in a car, if you have a fender bender, you got to deal with insurance companies and it sucks and that's it. Maybe get your car fixed. If you get into a fender bender in a semi, somebody could die. I don't think there's any such thing as a fender bender with a semi. There's not wrecking, and then there's killing somebody. No in between. And of course, you know, I watch the news a lot, much to my detriment. And that's because, for whatever reason, I like to know what's going on in the world. I do have a history or a background in radio, in talk radio, as a producer. So I had to pay attention to the news every day for 5 years that I worked there. And it's just kind of something I do. So, you know, constantly in the news, at least here locally, they would talk about semis that jackknifed on the highway or, for whatever reason, flipped over, or they spilled all their shit they were carrying or whatever. It made a huge mess, and three lanes of the highway were shut down for like 2 days while they cleaned it up, and, you know, terrifying shit. I don't want to be a part of that. Sure, the pay is great, and even back when I was looking into it, this was 4 or 5 years ago, Trucking companies are always hiring, always, and they pay great. I would get paid to see the country, something I've always wanted to do, see the country, and I would get paid to do it. I could totally do it. I just couldn't drive a semi. No, that's out of the question. Totally out of the question. So the other thing I noticed with this crazy semi-driving girl in Florida, she got up ahead of me and was swerving in and out of traffic, and then she ended up in the fast lane, which was probably a good thing, even though there were a whole bunch of signs you would pass like every mile or two that would say no semis in this lane. And there she was in that lane. I mean, she was already breaking all kinds of laws. She might as well drive in that lane. Break that law too, you know? Drivers. By the way, I just realized my last episode was all about cars making people lazy drivers. And now I'm talking about shitty drivers. This is not the theme of this show, of this podcast, this cast. This is not the theme. It just so happens that Micropenis was racing me and I had to bitch about it real quick. But speaking of my radio days, I actually produced, pardon me while I roll my window down. Yeah, I'm not only recording this on my phone, but I'm doing so from my car where I can have a little privacy. When I worked in radio, I spent 4 of those 5 years, the last 4, as the morning show producer. So I had to record news, traffic, and weather so I could play them regularly throughout the morning show. I don't know how other stations, actually I do know the one station that I interned for before I got my job, it's a huge talk station, news station. And they actually have their crew there in the studio or in the station. They have like their own news booth that they'll go to and they will read the news stories and the weather, the traffic and all that shit. Well, we were a smaller station, so we would have all that stuff phoned in from our news, not really affiliates, but they were our affiliates. We worked with them, but we weren't owned by the same company. So they would call and I would record the news and the weather and the traffic. The traffic called every break to update what was going on, but the weather and the news, they would give me, like 2 or 3 recordings first thing in the morning, and then I would randomly play them throughout the morning so it sounded like it was fresh or new each time. And when the traffic guy would call, I actually wound up becoming pretty good friends with him, and so much so that we hung out outside of work a few times. He would come to my place or I would go to his. And really cool guy. He actually has done traffic in Cincinnati for quite a few decades. And I haven't seen him lately, though, so I'm not sure if he retired or if he moved. But really cool dude. He told me once on the phone that something like 70 there was a study done and 70 or 77% of accidents on the road are caused by people not using their turn signal. Keep in mind, this was almost 20 years ago, but I believed him because that is an epidemic in and of itself. All car makers are required by law to put a turn signal, a working turn signal, in a car. And how hard is it to do it? You just push it down or flip it up. That's it. And you can forget about it because as soon as you turn, it shuts itself off. You just have to initiate it. And people still can't fucking do that. They can't be bothered. And the only other thing with that that bothers me, aside from people who don't use their turn signal, are people who do use them, but wrongly. Like, you know, they start switching lanes and they get halfway over and then they turn their turn signal on. Yeah, I know you're switching lanes. You already fucking started. Or they'll do it in like halfway through a turn onto a street. Yeah, I get it. Earlier today, I was heading into town and there was this big ass, like a box truck, a moving truck in front of me. So he started slowing down. It was a country road, so it was kind of a fast road. But he had turned, I saw him up ahead. He turned off of whatever street he was on, onto my street in front of me, but up ahead. And he didn't really stop. He just kind of pulled up and gassed it and took off. Made the turn. I'm surprised he didn't flip the truck. He was in a hurry, apparently, until he got to the street he needed. And then he came to a complete stop. No turn signal. No traffic coming the other way. I actually caught up to him and had to almost come to a complete stop behind him because he just sat there. And then, I guess when he realized that was the street he needed, he started turning, and halfway through his turn, he turned his turn signal on. Which, by that point, I already fucking knew he was going to turn. Yeah, so people, if you're not going to use your turn signal correctly, then don't fucking use it. Just be that asshole. Need I remind you, by the way, that it is illegal to make a turn or switch lanes without using your turn signal? I don't know about your state, but it is here in Ohio. And I think cops should be more vigilant about it. But the problem is, people will use their turn signals accordingly, appropriately, when there's a cop nearby. Because people are idiots, which we've already established. I have noticed, though, that in some instances, like on the highway, if there's a cop driving on the highway going the way I'm going, and he's driving slower than the speed limit, I'll pass him. You know, if I'm going the speed limit or 5 miles an hour over, I will pass him. While everybody else slows down and rides behind him because they're afraid to pass. They're afraid to go the speed limit, which you're legally allowed to do. I see it all the time. I actually first did that coming home from the radio station I worked at many years ago. And ever since then, I've done it countless times. Not once have I ever been pulled over for doing that. And that brings up another point. when you see a cop on the side of the road scanning people, clocking them, you're allowed to continue driving the speed limit or even 5 miles an hour over. He's not going to, 9 times out of 10, he's not going to pull you over for 5 miles over the speed limit. Hell, there's state troopers that I pass daily on the highway going home in the morning. And I mean daily. They sit there almost always in the same spot. And I'll pass them going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. State troopers. And not once have they bothered me. Meanwhile, everybody else slows down to a crawl. Because apparently when you see a cop, you have to go 20, 30 miles per hour under the speed limit. Don't you think that looks a little more suspicious than maintaining your speed? The cops aren't stupid. They know you're slowing down to a crawl because they're there. Oh, people. Well, you know what? That's enough of that. I think I've wasted enough of your time. So join me next time when I bitch about more driving issues. No, I promise next time I'll bitch about something else. I know. Yay, right? Yeah. This has been On the Phone with Me. I am Matt. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Remember, check out martiansattack.wordpress.com. That is my blog. And I will be posting all of my episodes of this show on there as well. And eventually I may have my own site for this little podcast if it takes off enough. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, until next time, be good or be good at it.